Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Droid Life Show, episode 15 tonight. I'm your host, Kellen. Droid Life team here. No, Ron, actually. Dave in place of Ron tonight. Eric and Tim. Everybody say hi real quick.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, hey. So, another good show tonight. We've got actually quite a bit of stuff to talk about as far as rumors go, right? Galaxy S4 talk, design being finalized, home buttons, all that fun stuff. The Motorola X Phone, a game changer, we're hearing. Android 4.2.2 was released to all the Nexus phones, well, except Verizon's and Sprint's and any other one, and any other one that's tied to a carrier, basically. HTC posted a bunch of teasers for their M7, which we're sort of referring to as the One. It's sort of hard to say the One, but we have an event next week, so we'll find out for sure what's going on there. How about Samsung and the Galaxy brand? Now, we talked about this a little bit last week, but we want to hit on it some more. So Galaxy name as a brand sort of become one with Android, and people are referring to their phones as Galaxies, just like people do with droids and stuff like that. We'll talk about if that's bad or good. We'll hate all over Nike and their whole fuel band saga. Maybe talk about Google Now, lock screen widgets, apps, all that good stuff. So stick with us. Let's jump right into this. So let's talk about the Galaxy S4, right? So Galaxy S4 rumor came out today that says design is basically finalized. There will be no S Pen. You know, S Pens with the Note series. We have a home button. It looks almost identical to the S3. No big changes. Obviously, we'll probably see some spec changes like a better screen, probably 1080p display, quad-core processor, who knows how much RAM, all that stuff. But let's talk about, are we surprised? Do we care that the design hasn't changed? Did you want an S Pen with it? Just curious everybody's thoughts. Tim, I know you had some. Why don't you just sound off on it?
Yeah, I always got a bunch of opinions on Samsung stuff. So, basically, if the reports are true and the design is finalized and we're going to be kind of, not seeing any major changes from the S3 in terms of design-wise, that's pretty much what I was kind of expecting. I think Samsung kind of found their groove in, like, a design that works and that sells well to people. And why change that? Basically, HTC has been scrambling, like going from different design to design, and nothing's working out really. But Samsung, I think, is kind of like has that perfect mix of like the marketing and the phone is really good. And as far as like an S Pen, I never thought that the Galaxy S would have any type of S Pen or anything like that. That would just be ridiculous, because then why would people want to buy the Note? Because like it has a 0.5 inch bigger screen or something like that. That's not how I'm looking at it. So other than that, I like what I hear. I wouldn't mind seeing that new Octa processor in there, just for fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and other than that, I'm good to go on Samsung.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole idea of it having a pen, it was, I don't even know where that got started from, but yeah, that's just ridiculous. The whole point is you have a Note that's sort of a pen, tablet, sort of hybrid phone thing, and then you have a phone, which is the Galaxy S series.
Yeah, they would be cannibalizing their own sales on the Note if they kept the S Pen with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it could use an S Pen or something, but it makes absolutely no sense. Eric, do you have any thoughts on Galaxy S4? Does that excite you that it's going to be the same style of phone? Shouldn't surprise you, right?
No, I'm not surprised, but as someone who's not really who didn't like the S3 design as much as everybody else did, it's not really good news. If somebody didn't like the S3, then you're not going to woo them away by saying, well, our next phone's going to look exactly like that, And I understand they're making tons of money anyway, so they probably don't give, a hoot about it. But, I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. Because I don't think it'll look exactly the same, so I'll have to kind of see for myself before I make a decision.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a little bit different, like, in terms of look-wise. It's not going to be exactly the same as the S3, just, like, with a bigger display. Like, I'm expecting, like,
I think it is.
I think it's going to be, like, smaller bezel, I mean, they're really not going to change maybe, like, the form factor, but instead the screen will just take up more of the front end kind of thing. Like, I don't know. It's already a good phone,
But
like,
they have the design currently is recognizable, so they probably won't deviate too far from it because they want to have that recognizability. You see a phone in the hand, and you're like, oh, that's the Galaxy.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Just like the iPhone.
Exactly. I mean, well, hey, you can't even tell the difference, though, between those. Like, oh, well, at least, you know, the 4 and the 4S, at least.
Well, yeah, they eventually made a change, but they stuck with it for a bit to really get, you know, the design that they had out there.
I'm going to have that same problem, though, when I'm standing in line for the 5S, and everyone's like, oh, you got, like, which one do I got? Because it's going to look exactly the same, just with the S on the back.
Please invite me to that. I want to stand in line with you for the 5S.
I'm going to be there for 5 days straight. I'll be blogging up while in the line. I'm number one.
That would be embarrassing as hell.
But, probably.
But, I mean, if they keep the same... If they came the same form factor, it almost looks just like the S3. I mean, we've been hating on Apple for how long? Because every phone they release, it looks the same. It's not innovative and all this crap. But if Samsung does it, is that going to be okay?
No. Okay. See, that's the difference, Kellen. Apple has been doing this for 5 years, since 2007. Well, almost 6 years now. And Samsung, what, they're just going to do it another time, maybe just to kind of like keep that ball rolling? I mean, who knows if they're going to keep... We don't know. Nothing is confirmed. Yeah. Like, we can't just say it's going to look exactly the same. All we know is that it's going to have a home button, and there's not going to be S Pen. Other than that, we don't know-ish. So,
when we were talking earlier about, like, you see a Galaxy in somebody's hand, and you know that it's a Galaxy, I'm like, what, when I see a Galaxy, what makes it look like a Galaxy?
The home button.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that I can think of that when I see, I'm like, you know what? That's a Samsung. I'm trying, because, you know, the curve factor, you know, it, I don't know. Do you guys have anything on that? Because
the glossy, polished, marbly-looking fake plastic crap is what I
can do. Okay, well, yeah, the backside, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
think it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
some
mind,
of them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the design of the Note 2 and the Galaxy S3, but yeah, I mean, it looks like fake polished plastic marble stuff.
They really just need, like, a whole bunch of colors, man. Like, and not just, like, this, like, that clear stuff where it looks like, you know, brush paints or anything like that, but, like, solid colors, like some greens, some yellows, some blues, reds. Switch it up. Let people, like, you know, change the back plates and all this stuff. Like, really make it, like, a customizable experience. I think phone makers should have done that, like, forever ago. I know Nokia kind of has like some colors or whatever. HTC's got some colors, but meh.
Yeah, but what about the...
I want way more options.
What about those awesome pastel flip cases, though?
I can't stand cases.
I mean, so. Do you think we'll get to the point where it's like a car? You know, when you're going to find out that a certain phone model is going to come out, and then you're going to be able to pre-order it and customize the phone to your liking with whatever color, maybe a selection and maybe some other... features like, hey, get an upgraded speaker, you know, and use this, you know, out on the porch or, you know.
I don't know so much like customizable or like custom hardware or anything like that, but as far as like aesthetics, being able to change like the overall color, like when, you know, Apple has the, like the iPod Touch, you know, there's like a whole bunch of different colors for that now. I can't believe like they're only now starting to have a bunch of colors. Like, I think that should have just been like a day one type of thing.
This is the thing, though, when Apple first started, you just had the one color. It wasn't until they had like the brand loyalty and the recognition that they had, you know, the knowledge of, hey, people are going to buy it, so let's do different colors, and no, they're not wasting the money.
Well, you know? I think Samsung's getting to that point, because it seems like almost like every holiday we're seeing a new effing color. You know, Valentine's, oh, get your girlfriend a pink Note 2, blah, blah, blah. A whole bunch of custom ones out there. I don't know. I think it would just be really a neat aspect to have your own, like, custom phone, you know? Like, you don't have to worry about someone stealing it because it's yours, something type of deal. I don't know. Or at least, like, engrave it. Something. Give me some type of option.
I'm sorry, but the Apple engraving is, like, the cheesiest thing I've ever seen.
It might be cheesy, but it's kind of cool. I mean, it might be cheesy, but it works for, like, I think what it's meant for, you know? Like... If they want to use this like an anti-theft type of deal, like, hey, man, you got my iPod Touch because it says King Tato on the back, like, I'm going to know you took that. So.
Well, part of the problem there is that you can just remove the damn back. Samsung, you know, does that whole
back swapping.
But no, I'm with you. The colors would be nice. And they do some more colors, but they always kind of like roll out gradually. They need to just do that right up front. What color do you want? Not just the two options and then later on. That pisses me off. Like, if I ordered a blue one on day one, they came out with a red one, which looks awesome. I'm pissed. Like, you can't just, it's not that easy to just get rid of a smartphone and pick up a new one, so.
Yeah. Well, that's like the Nexus 4, so we're all rocking, like, you know, black Nexus 4s, and now we're seeing pictures of the white one, and we're like, damn, I would rather have the white one, and that's just like any other phone that's come out previously that's been black and then comes in white. Mm-hmm. It's a ripoff, basically.
Yeah.
I think.
Although when that white one comes out, or at least those backs start coming out, we're doing surgery on our phones. it looks super simple. I'm telling you, I got all the stuff we're doing. We're making white Nexus 4s.
I want a white
going under the knife.
Oh, yeah, we will. We will tear that sucker apart.
Did it to the Galaxy Nexus, no problem. I did.
Yeah, it was no problem at all. All right, let's move on to Galaxy S4. Let's talk about this Motorola X phone, the game changer. All right, so a report comes out of Australia from a tech website called Smart House. Sort of first time I've heard of them, although they look like they're decent size for an Australian tech website. They quoted a Telstra executive who had spoken down to his employees or something, who then spoke to Smart House, and he was quoted as saying, this new phone is going to be a game changer, that Motorola and Google have worked on this for a really, really long time. It's going to be shown off at I.O. in May, which we've heard before, and then it'll come out in July, which we've also heard before. And then it'll have software that no smartphone on the planet has ever seen before, and it's going to crush the iPhone and the Galaxy, or at least rival them and compete with them and all that good stuff. So, I mean, I don't really know what to think, like game-changing and software we've never seen before. Now, we know Google, or at least Motorola, put together a team of, like, super special visionaries to create, you know, the next great smartphone. What could they possibly have come up with that's... I don't even know. What do you guys think about this, first of all? Or do you have any thoughts on what could be game-changing? What could they do to wow?
Just initially, I'm just apprehensive because I was really hoping for a good ASAP phone. So if you're talking about some sort of revolutionary software thing, automatically we're looking at something that's branched away from, you know, the ASAP hope that we had previously.
Technically, if you wanted to get technical about it, never seen before, it could just be key lime pie. I mean, nobody's ever... We haven't seen that before. So, I mean,
Just kidding.
he could be serious, and they could have something like crazy out there, but I think more than likely it might just be that they have key lime pie running on it, and, you know, it's the version of Android that no one's ever seen. So, I don't know. That could be it. That's just why one of the things that came to mind.
I think it's got to be something... It's got to be some sort of skin or software add-on, because we've seen the Nexus phones come out, and, you know, this obviously the Nexus 4 is sold okay, but if Motorola wants to differentiate itself and really become a challenger or a competitor, they have to do something outside of just stock Android. So I think they almost have to. Dave, it is a little scary to think that it's not going to be stock, but at the same time, they are, you know, this close with Google. I would hope that with their own phone, once they get rid of the Sanjay Jha era and move past that, and they create their own phone, they'll at least have a way to update phones faster or something like that. But yeah, I think they have to do something outside of just stock Android in order to differentiate. I don't know what that is. It could be camera software. It could be... I have no idea. I'm interested, though.
I like Eric's mentality that maybe it's just a mince on words and that, you know, it could be key lime pie, you know?
Or the guy's completely full of shit.
Yeah, that's also true. Yeah, who knows what this guy knows?
Yeah, since when does the CEO of a company know what they're talking about at all when it comes to, like, hardware, software? Why are we even talking about this guy? game changer to them. Like, he's probably still rocking a BlackBerry. He doesn't know nothing.
Probably.
So, as far as, like, game change... Good job, Thor. As far as game changing goes, I can't imagine them to come out with anything besides like key lime pie or some amazing camera software that would blow anyone away or be called game changing. I just don't know what game they're talking about. So until then.
Yeah, I mean that's again why I go back to Dave's point of it. It has to be a skin or something along those lines. Like, what else could you do to differentiate unless you're creating like almost a giant skin of software on top of stock Android to show that you're different? And that's kind of scary a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, if it has to do with like Moto Blur type of skins or anything like that, game changing at all.
I'm hoping it's more like a bloatware type add-on that they're going to try to keep it as a ASAP foundation and then have stuff that can sit on top of whatever it is and not really like screw it up like all the other skins do. So not as much of a skin as maybe like a custom launcher with like a whole bunch of tied in stuff, but that's separate. So if you want to disable it or, you know, put on your other stuff, you can. You know, maybe like a big social presence. You know, they could have some, you could take, I mean, think about how apps change your phone, you know, you put on, I don't know, Dropbox, and now you all of a sudden you can share your, you know, files and photos and whatnot between your phone and your computer. I mean, that's a huge functionality change, you know? So it could be the same thing, some sort of extra stuff that doesn't really mess with the core Android experience, but is adding on to it, obviously.
Yeah, maybe we'll finally get a phone manufacturer that will give you stock Android and give you like an add-on pack that you can decide to want or not want. Maybe that's what we'll get. Stuff to say.
Well, I feel like it would come with the pack already installed, and then you would have the option to take it off.
Well, obviously that'd be the smart way to go about it, but at least having the option to take it off and all the, you know, everything goes back to the way it was.
Now that would be that. I would qualify that as game changing.
Yeah,
that I would say.
Well, and what if we get a couple of different versions of the phone? I mean, we've seen the rumor about it going to all carriers and Google Play. What if the carrier version, because we know carriers like to differentiate with skins and all that garbage, what if the carrier version skinned up all that stuff, the Play version, same phone, but it's stock Android? I mean, what if we get something like that? Obviously, that'd be the perfect situation, but I don't know. Just an idea. Could be interesting. I don't know, it should be good. I mean, May, Google I.O. is coming up. This is the second time now that we've heard that as being the unveiling, which we all sort of expected, right?
Now, Google bought Moto, so I could see them using I.O. as a way to promote it just because it benefits them, you know, twice over. Besides being some sort of killer Android product, it's also from Motorola, which they have purchased.
The new Motorola.
Yeah, I don't see why they don't do a merger like that. I mean, there's probably nothing that's stopping other companies from having the same kind of presence. They're always highlighting hardware, so it's the perfect time.
What if they bring back the old Hello Moto campaign, but it's like, hello to the new Moto? And I could see them doing that.
Please, no.
I already trademarked it, so I hope they don't. Hello, new Moto. Hello, new Moto. Yeah, they better not. I'll see them in court.
I think the only thing that concerns me a little bit about if, you know, they do this thing at I.O. and, like, the, you know, Dennis Woodside, CEO of Motorola, walks out on stage with, you know, somebody from Google and they're doing this whole...
Larry Page,
you know, somebody, but is that going to piss off Samsung and LG and all these other partners they have? Like, we've talked about them trying not to step on anybody else's toes, and they've talked about how there's a firewall between Motorola and Google so that they're not offending anyone. But if they come out with this game-changing phone and show it off at I.O. and it's the flagship and they're pushing it, is that going to piss everyone off, or does it even matter at this point? I mean, Samsung's so big with their Android. I can't imagine they're going to just leave Android because Motorola is trying to make a comeback. But
Well, typically those companies like to do their own press conferences, I think. So, like, Samsung wants to do their own big thing and have their name attached to it, so maybe they've never even thought about approaching Google and saying, like, hey, let's do our big phone at your event and give it away to everyone and just get all this press and whatnot. So maybe, you know, Google's going to take the opportunity, since they own Motorola, to do that kind of push.
Yeah,
I could see Samsung being pissed off or not caring. I could see them going both ways. I could see them not caring, saying, hey, we're making crazy amounts of money right now. We couldn't care less. Or I could also see them saying, you know, we're pretty much carrying Android on our backs right now. And if you ask anybody what an Android is, they probably say Samsung. And, you know, if you're going to go work with Motorola and not, you know, give us any help, then I could see them making that argument.
I don't think Samsung cares. Samsung has already worked with Google so much on the past two Nexus devices, and as far as Samsung, say Samsung wanted to go make the S4 and give it away to everyone at I.O. I mean, to me, that's not what I.O. is about. I.O. is about developers, and it would have to be a pure stock device that's unlockable, blah, blah, blah. It's not something, you're not going to see them partner up and just give away S4s or something that's, you know, has TouchWiz on it or something like that. It's just not.
They gave away the Q, and that wasn't really workable.
Stock device though, completely unlockable, rootable.
So they say.
I'm not going to touch the thing, but I've looked on a couple of forums, like literally like two forums, and there's the method of the madness over there. It was made by Google, so it doesn't matter. I mean, it's not running a skin. I mean, I don't know what the point is with the Q or why you brought it up, but either way, I don't think Samsung is going to be there giving away phones if it's not vanilla Android, the end, from me.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, I guess I just we just keep hearing, at least from, you know, analysts and the and Google, and, you know, they keep talking about, oh, we're, you know, we're keeping Motorola so separate. And you're right, Samsung doesn't care. They're so big, they do not care if Google rolls Motorola out on stage and unveils their next phone.
Good luck, basically.
Yeah, I mean,
they're
so far
behind now. It's not going to matter.
They are. But should be exciting coming up in just a couple of months here.
Mm-hmm.
Should be exciting. And I saw somebody in the chat ask if we're going to be there. I mean, we're going to do everything in our power to be there. We've been at the last two, so I can't imagine why we wouldn't be at this one. We'll be there. Let's talk about Android 4.2.2. So, actually, within the last hour, it finally became available for the Nexus 4. But before that, GSM, Yakju, and Takju, Galaxy Nexus, and Nexus 7, HSPA Plus Nexus 7 and the Nexus 10. So they're all on 4.2.2. The Sprint GNX, Verizon GNX obviously have not received an update. They have to deal with carriers. Do you guys all have Nexuses in some sort of form? And did you guys update 4.2? Anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything jump out to you that just goes, oh my God, 4.2 is awesome?
Nothing.
No, nothing.
I mean, it's a 50 megabyte update. How much are we expecting to really get out of it?
Right. So
At least a change log of like what they did to do.
Well, you can long press the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth tiles in the notification bar now.
And that's a welcome change.
That's a welcome change. When you download an app, it tells you how long it's going to take.
That's a waste of whoever coded that is a waste of time.
That's pretty much it. I mean, as far as like things users see on the outside, the rest of it's all back end crap that we just don't really care about.
Well, you know, we think that that's a waste here because, you know, we have our 4G speeds and good connectivity, but I could see that kind of feature being good in maybe countries that are still building out their infrastructure. So you have, you know, not as quick speeds and whatnot.
Well, no, so it was, for me at least, before 4.2.2, it was already showing a percentage in the bar of how far along your download is, and now it also shows a time. So, like, not only do I have a percentage, but now I also have a countdown. Like, to me, that's just not even necessary.
Well, what if you're downloading, you know, 3 gigabytes for a game or something? I think they're
you can still see the percentage, like, okay, I'm halfway there.
I think a lot of this stuff is built in for future stuff that we're not really forecasting yet, like Chrome integration and stuff like that.
Yeah, probably.
I haven't tried updating my Nexus 7 because last time when 4.2.1 came out, it was just the biggest trouble to get mine updated. So I'm
You should try it. It was pretty painless.
Pretty painless, especially if you're on 2.1. Should be fine.
That's what I heard last time, and it took me like 3 months to get it working.
Well, stop messing up your device.
Yeah, get yourself a newbie toolkit like I did. I did.
That was what screwed me up.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's not too bad. I had the Nexus 10 laying around, and it was like the only thing I really wanted to update. I didn't want to touch the Nexus 4 or the 7 because I'm fine with what they are right now. I figured once it comes, you know, I can just pull it. But so I get the Nexus 10, I'm like, Kellen, I haven't, like, manually updated a device in years.
So long.
Since the OG, I think. Or, you know, at least my Galaxy Nexus, but I don't touch anymore. So I'm like, how do I do it? He's like, just get yourself a newbie toolkit. I'm like, what? So, yeah, I mean, after I got the toolkit, it was fine.
You don't even need a toolkit. Download it to your device, go into recovery, and flash it. That's it. That's all you have to do.
Well, I tried going into that and then pushing it, but it wasn't working. I tried the sideload script first, but that just was not working.
I mean, if you have, like, Clockwork on the device, if you have your device rooted with, like, Clockwork on it, but it's still the stock ROM otherwise, you can literally just download the file, go into Clockwork, and install Zip from SD.
Of course, that sounds really easy, Dave, but mine, I had stock recovery, stock everything. So at the toolkit, I flashed the custom recovery, and then installed from SD, and then rebooted.
If you don't have the recovery on there yet.
Exactly. So I needed a newbie toolkit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I tell everyone now. Like, I'm writing the, like, how to flash recovery and the guides that we used to do back in the day. It's just now it just doesn't make sense because you can really grab a toolkit. You can flash a temporary recovery, so the next time you reboot your phone, it goes back to stock. But you can flash it for one boot, flash the new zip, and then you're updated, and then you're all back to stock. You don't have to root or anything like that. Maybe I should just do a post on that, how you can do this, and you don't even have to worry about the recovery.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea because then once you get that custom recovery and stuff, then you have to worry about when the next official update's coming in and all that. And you're like, oh, well, I'm screwed. So, noobs.
Yeah, the newbie root toolkits. They are nice, though. I used to
hate them, but now I praise them because they're so easy.
They're easy and they're
more well developed these days.
Sorry. Yeah, they are. They're getting there. The fact that you're entrusting this whole thing to do all the work for you, but if it, stops halfway or hangs on a certain piece of code and, it's only flashed half of the...
Yeah. User error.
It happened to me, man, and I had to go in and do it all manually,
So and that made you a better person, though.
I mean, you're a knowledgeable person. Yeah.
Nah.
Just saying, they're great and everything, but there is certainly the argument out there for knowing how to do a little bit of flashing yourself.
I think as Android has matured, so has the level of the contributions that have been put forward. So like before, where like a toolkit might have been shaky and whatnot, like Android team has built up like the infrastructure a lot better, and as well as the people that are actually bothering to play with Android are.
That's deep.
Because it used to be somebody would just find an exploit and then they would release the exploit and you would have to, kind of figure out how to flash that yourself. And then after getting the exploit, you would have to learn how to get root and all that kind of stuff. But now it's so easy now. It's good.
It used to be a pain in the ass. And that's when we used to do like full video guides and all that stuff. It's so simple now with some of these toolkits. And I know, the diehards think they're terrible, but they really do help a lot of people. So can't hate on them. But still, learn ADB, people. It's not that hard either. Download the damn SDK and do it right now while you're watching the show.
So yeah, other than that, though, nothing new in 4.2.2.
No, not a lot. It's kind of boring. But like you said, it's only 50 megs. It's not a big enough update to have a lot of cool stuff. Just polish. We're getting polish.
Right before Keyline Play.
Right before Keyline Play, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we get that. HTC One teaser videos. Well, first of all, we think we're calling this HTC One, not the One X or the One S. It's just the HTC One. And we've got teaser videos. We've got a countdown on HTC's site. Images from that are being teased. HTC's talking about speakers and cameras and all kinds of stuff. I don't know. What do you guys think? You guys watched the videos this morning. I watched them briefly. I think I saw a camera lens in one.
Mm-hmm.
Some other bands like that looked like they were a crop. I don't know. What did you guys make of all this stuff, Tim?
What I think I saw... I really don't know what I saw because, like, in total, all videos combined was like 5 seconds. But it's starting to lean, or at least I'm leaning towards that one render from Evleet's kind of like the iPhone looking with a two-tone going on the front, iPhone 5-ish look. I think that might be what it is. And if so, I'm actually kind of excited because...
So what the hell was that black phone we saw? What was that thing? The black one that was like, first it was like a fake render, but then it became a real piece of hardware. It looks something like that iPhone.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
We don't know.
It definitely looked more metallic, more like silver kind of, metal in these teaser videos than anything that that black phone had been looking like.
HTC is teasing this phone like none other. So, I mean, they're putting out like infographs for audio stuff or, picture stuff, and then there's this new one they just tweeted out about the periodic table and how like 75% of it is like all metal, and so they're just like they're pulling on my heartstrings right now because I really want to like this phone, so we'll see. But I'm kind of leaning towards that one render from Evleet's with the Sense 5 on it being the legit thing, people.
That render was so terrible. It looked awful.
I think it looks like an iPhone, and I think that's actually kind of cool because it's got that speaker grill on the front. That's kind of badass.
I mean, if you look at those teaser videos, which I'm doing right now because I had them prior, the one, it kind of looks like the side of an iPhone. Like, the device kind of, like, pans past, and it's got, like, a metal-looking band.
Yeah, it's got the band
very sharp
side.
Corners and that
and
kind
a
of...
very, like, sharp edge, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm excited for something new. I mean, every phone I feel like I've had in the past kind of just looks like this, like curved and stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm down for something new.
I wonder if they're reacting to, the whole Apple-Samsung lawsuit about, like, the whole copying, and they're like, oh, we can, make our device look like the iPhone 4. And
get away with it.
And just
Apple can't. Apple can't attack them anyway. Didn't they sign a... Didn't they license everything? So they can just copy the hell out of them if they want to.
That's right.
Remember when the 1X and the 1S came out? HTC made a big deal about their the way they made the metal unibody for the 1S. They, like, dipped the metal in acid and then, like, electrified it or something. I can't remember, but there was, like, a 15-minute video about it. It's
called micro-arc oxidation.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking they're doing something like that, and they're going to be like, hey, look, we figured out a new way to make metal awesome, and you're going to love this.
Hopefully it's better than that, because the micro-arc whatever crap...
Yeah, it starts, like, chipped off. Yeah.
It looked really cool, and it was a really cool video, and it sounds neat, micro-arc oxidation.
Well, I kind of want to see this device now. These teaser videos got me...
They're all
it
hot.
Looks pretty sophisticated, I'm not going to lie.
He's hot and bothered.
I'm actually looking forward to this event now. I want to see what this phone actually looks like.
I know. I wish I was going. 6 days, man. That's not fair. I'm the only one excited for this damn thing, and I'm not the one to go.
Hey, now.
Whatever.
I've been excited for this up until... I've been here. I've been here, too. Welcome.
You've been there. I've been here since the beginning, though. I haven't been changed in my mind. I've been all about the M7, HTC One.
I will say this much. HTC needs this phone to be successful.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And it needs to be a good phone. Otherwise, it's time to get out.
It needs to have S off.
If it's not successful, I don't know what the hell HTC is going to do. They can't do another full year of low, losing profits, all that stuff.
Yeah, they need this to be a home run. They need to sell some devices.
Yeah, but speaking of selling, I don't even know if I should mention this, but we were told by someone that this phone's not going to Verizon. That's going to the other three and not Verizon. I don't know.
That's already kind of like a death notice.
Yeah, I mean, you can't skip. So, yeah, I probably shouldn't talk that much more about it, but yeah, that's what we were told, that it's going there. And Verizon has their reasons.
I'm going to be pretty mad.
You PR puppet.
Verizon has a reason which involved the Droid brand, the Galaxy brand, and the iPhone. So I'll just say that.
Well, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I mean, they went Resound and then DNA. And then if they went HTC One, it's like so close to... I mean, the DNA hasn't even been out that long, really.
Well, and the Resound and the DNA were like a year apart. But the Incredible 4G was in the spring, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the 4G LTE.
Yeah,
and and if this one's still just going to be like a spec bump, which we've kind of like been reporting, I mean, it would be kind of like a slap in the face of Verizon customers who went and got the DNA.
Unless it has ultra pixels or something really fancy.
Ultra pixels. Oh my god!
I can't wait until they come out and go introducing ultra pixels, and we're all just going to go, really? That's bad.
What am I? So I've got an update here in the next couple months. What am I supposed to do if this doesn't come to Verizon?
Well, you hope that something else does.
Well, that's what's got me a little concerned. Like, what the hell is Verizon doing? We're a month and a half into Q1. We don't have a new phone from Verizon to talk about. Nothing. And if they don't do this phone...
Yeah, then March, we're going to have to wait for the S4?
Yeah, and I guess I just don't understand how Verizon could take an entire quarter off from selling a new phone. They're not even really advertising it right now. Now they're starting to slash prices on everything. So... it's a weird move by Verizon if they really are not going to carry this thing. I don't understand it whatsoever.
See, and aren't they slashing the prices on the DNA? Didn't that just go down recently?
Yeah, I think they dropped it like $50 or
something. Yeah, see, that seemed to me like an indication that something was on the horizon. Not anytime away soon, but...
Oh, no, I think it was actually the Razer HD. The DNA has been dropping on Amazon like every other day, but I think it's still $199 at Verizon. But I don't know, it's weird. They don't have a new phone. No new phone whatsoever. I've never seen a carrier go an entire quarter without...
Maybe there's something coming out we don't know about.
That's not possible these days.
We know everything.
I mean, the leaks. I mean, look at Apple. They were supposed to be the most tightly secure company ever, and the iPhone leaks more than any other phone on the planet now. Although Samsung does a pretty good job of keeping their stuff tightened up. The S3 was not leaked at all. All we saw was those dummy boxes. And remember when we saw Galaxy S3s that had on-screen buttons, and we were like, yes, they finally found a way.
No.
I mean, they trolled the hell out of us, Samsung did. Bravo, but yeah. So I don't know, yeah, unless Verizon has something mysterious that we just don't know about, which, like Tim said, sounds impossible. Then I don't know what they're gonna do next quarter.
There's too many people from all the OEMs, Verizon, who are just snakes. But I mean, freedom, like, the internet is so wonderful. And everyone just loves spreading top secret information. It's great.
There's always one person, like, middle level that'll...
He's the one you're not thinking about. He's the one you're not thinking about. Yep, he's the no-face guy.
Yeah.
He just blends into the crowd. Yeah, at the boardrooms.
What would we do without the internet and all these leaks and fun?
We wouldn't have a job.
That's definitely true. That's definitely true. Oh, just coming across the wire now, apparently Android 4.2.2 removed Band 4 from the Nexus 4. Is that possible? So you you can't access like Canada LTE apparently.
Yeah, they're saying it removes LTE, don't update.
Well, that's rude.
Don't do it.
I mean, they weren't even supposed to have that anyway, so no, this is probably more like a FCC or whatever governing body. Like, it's not approved for that, so to be hacking that in, it's just probably some sort of legality thing for the actual company.
Sort of ridiculous. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, if you have an X4 and you're using LTE and you live in Canada... Don't update for now if you want to still use LTE.
Don't
update ever.
I can't imagine the coverage is actually that great, right? It was like a fake half band that wasn't supposed to work anyway.
It's on the 800 or whatever.
Or something.
Yeah, so anyway, ACC, last thought, we'll be at the event next Tuesday. It's in New York. We'll find out everything, where it's going, hopefully. I mean, I'm assuming they're going to announce carrier partners. Hopefully we get our hands on it. Hopefully they give us a damn device to review and show you guys and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, get a whole bag full of them. I gotta get one. I gotta have it.
Just walk out with a bag.
We need like 5 or 6. We're not, just... Thank you.
Yeah, these will be put to good use. Don't worry.
Exactly.
Just walk out. Just walk up to the table and just wrap your arms and just peace out. Just don't even answer any questions.
I'll let Dave try. I'll just see what happens.
I'll just take like a name tag and make it say like employee and then go behind the back of the counter and start.
Just write Peter Chow on there and I'm the CEO. Don't worry about it.
You'll just scratch out Dave Cover and write in somebody else's name. Yeah. Let's talk about this is sort of comical actually. This we talked about Galaxy Nexus on Verizon not receiving, any updates. It's like 4 behind now, the rest of the Nexus line. And so a number of our readers were spamming off Verizon's support Twitter account saying, when are you going to update us? What the hell's going on? And actually, the Verizon support account was kind of snarky in some of their remarks. But one of them said, we don't send the updates out. Samsung sends those to you. Stay tuned for updates. Contact them or something. Verizon, if you're listening, Samsung doesn't update the Galaxy Nexus. They don't. The updates come from Google. Just so you guys know that, so you guys can pass that along. Unreal. 4 updates behind. 4. Yeah.
They're lost.
They're lost.
And sorry, Derek. Go ahead.
What if that was like the one domino that needed to be flicked? Like that one person needed to be told off, so now we just get updates like everybody else. What if? It's not going to happen, but...
I mean, that should leave us in, like, major questioning of their structure, of their company. If it's one guy, like, he's like, no, that company does it, so nobody work on this, and then that's it.
It's funny. That's all it is.
It's such a broken damn system. I just can't believe that the phone, it's a Nexus. It's 4 updates behind. It should take them to get an update from Google... Throw it on a phone, test it for 20 minutes, and they should approve the damn thing. No, but we're 4.
I'm telling you, Verizon and Google, they've got some dispute going on, some little tiff.
I mean, the more and more you say that, the more and more I'm like, yeah, that could very well be.
Like, that's the only reason that I can come up with for it being that far behind.
Yeah, I mean, they
something stupid like that.
We'll just assume they just hate each other at this point. They
hate
each other. So that's why I hope Motorola does this X phone that's on Verizon, but Google sells it. Directly or something.
I think it was a breakdown with Google and Verizon, to be honest. Like they must have just had a major fight, and this is how Verizon's giving it to them is by keeping that device from the updates.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely like a corporate thing.
The only problem with that is like it's all the bad energy is getting deflected right at Verizon. No one's screaming at Google,
No, that it's not Google's problem. This is all Verizon. So
I mean, it's not really Verizon.
If they want bad attention, go for it.
I mean, it's not Verizon's not hurting because of it. They're just gonna, say, hey, have this Droid phone, or hey, have this iPhone. you know, we're sorry about that. I don't know.
Sucks. That still sucks.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Samsung and the Galaxy brand. It's sort of become, you know, synonymous with Android in general. Is it bad or good? You know, we saw a lot of sort of negative energy towards the Droid brand after a while. Remember when the Droid brand got so big and everyone was saying, oh, look at my Droid, and they were not holding a Droid-branded phone. It was like an Evo or something. And now people are doing, not that they're calling Evos Galaxies, but people are just calling their phone a Galaxy. It's not an Android phone. It's the Samsung Galaxy. They don't even know the damn model number. They just call it the Galaxy. Is it bad or good? Do we care? It's probably good for, actually, I don't know. Is it good for Android?
I got into a little argument with someone in the comments section the other day over this. And I just said, whatever's helping Android, you know, go into more people's pockets instead of some other OS. Like, what does it matter, whatever they're calling it? I mean, that's just, like, some elitist BS right there. Like, if we're going to get mad that we're some dude's calling their phone the wrong thing or whatever, like, who cares? As long as Android's doing well, then that means I'm doing well and everyone's doing great. So everyone should just be happy about it. I don't know. I think, you know, it's easier for, like, the mass majority or like the public just to kind of just to brand something as the, like something that's very like recognizable or something. I think Android's kind of making it a name for itself, but then again, there's no one really advertising Android. I mean, you got, you know, companies just advertising their own brand. So if no one's in Android's corner, then I don't know what anyone would expect.
I think it's kind of more like how Windows works with manufacturers. Like, you don't say, look, I have my Windows laptop. You say, look, this is my Dell Latitude, or this is my, you know, HP this, but it has Windows running on it. So the little sticker running Windows, I'm like, oh, what does it have? And you're like, oh, it's running Windows 7 because I just got it, or now it's Windows 8. You know, I think it's kind of the same relationship that way. Like, yeah, so your people call them Galaxies, but at the same time, they're calling it that because that's what it is, but if you were like, well, what is it running? And they probably would be able to say Android. I just think it's the face term for the devices.
Like similar to how
Droid was, you know? It's just whatever the big current brand is.
I kind of feel the same way, but then again, like, I don't think it was the same. Like, when I saw people who legitimately did not have a Droid-branded device, and they would say, oh, I have a Droid, and like, but I knew that they were referring to Android. That would kind of like irk me. But I wouldn't take to the blog about it. Opinion piece. Android is not Droid.
Stop calling it.
Like, go for it. Call it whatever you want, as long as it's not iOS or whoever. I mean, not that I care, but I mean, as long as, you know, Android's growing. But then people are like, well, wait a minute. Now, if Samsung is just getting so popular, then maybe they're just going to ditch Android altogether. Maybe they don't need Android, and they're just going to make their own OS and just leave Android. And, like, I think we've talked about this previously, but that would just be such, like, a weird move on their part to kind of, like, become the number one Android OEM and then just drop it. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. But
it would be kind of dumb. But if they get so big, and they're starting to get there where they're known as Samsung and they make the Galaxy phone, and if no one really cares what operating system it's running, they could technically just release the Galaxy S5 and have it run their own proprietary software, and no one would probably care, and they'd probably still sell like 10 million of them. Maybe. Then again, you have to deal with apps and developers, that whole ecosystem thing, so they might not be able to do that.
Exactly. That just doesn't make sense.
It would be stupid. Yeah. I don't know that I necessarily mind, though, back on the subject, about people calling it Galaxy. I think, like Tim, like you said, it's good for Android in general. And Dave, like you said, it's like Microsoft, you know, and Windows obviously has made Microsoft a ton of money, and they're doing just fine, and people don't refer to their laptop as a Windows, well, unless you're kind of a techie guy, you might say, this is my new Windows laptop, but yeah, people call it a Dell, I got a new Dell, I got a new Asus, whatever.
People mention in the comments of the IRC, I think you guys weren't helping by naming your site Droid Life. I want to point out that when the site did first initially launch, and like, I wasn't a part of the site, I was just reading it, but at that time, I mean, I know Kellen only had the OG Droid, and pretty much everyone who read the site had an OG Droid. Maybe a couple people had the Aeris, God bless their souls. But
rest in peace.
Yeah, as far as it really wasn't like an Android, like, aficionado site. It was more just a Droid-branded site. And I think that's kind of like what drew some people to it.
the next couple of devices that came out were all Droid as well. So you had like Droid branded. Droid
exactly.
X, so.
Exactly. God bless America and the Droid brand. So yeah.
We'll rebrand.
That's your answer.
Or something. I don't. Yeah. I mean. I think
Wade County.
People understand that Droid and Android go together. I don't know. Do you guys want us to change the name?
No. Don't change the name. Too late. Too late in the game for that.
We're not going to change the name now.
Not until Lucasfilm comes around and says, "Hey, that Droid name."
Yeah, you should. You start paying us up.
Yeah, I mean when that
we'll
happens,
have some money.
I said when that happens, like it's going to. If that happens, we'll change it then. No big deal. We'll change the
name to Robot Blues because what do we say?
Robot Blues. I don't even know where to go with that. Let's talk lock screen widgets. Anyone want to talk about those? I had a really ranting, long-ass piece about lock screen widgets.
Yeah, that means you should talk about it.
Talk about it.
I like them now. I was one of the original haters of lock screen widgets.
Yeah, didn't you have a ranting piece saying why you hated lock screen widgets?
I can't remember.
I think you did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were against them.
Yeah, I may have said a couple of negative things about it. But I'm on board now. I like them, especially with this new Google Now widget. I just flick over and it shows me all this stuff going on. The new Dash Clock widget, lock screen widget we'll talk about later. I used the little flashlight toggle. Although I did say some things about it. I said Google needs to allow multiple widgets on a page. It's a little more control. Like, I don't need just the Google Sound Search on a page of its own. There's like four other lines I could be putting stuff on. But yeah, I'm on board. I like lock screen widgets now. Anybody else using them? You guys like them or not like them?
Currently, the Galaxy Note 2 does not run Android 4.2, so I'm not allowed to have lock screen widgets.
That's right. You have that phone with
no widgets for you.
What? Yeah, mine's probably a lot faster than yours, though. And we could, like do some benchmarks. Maybe I think the Note 2 would beat out the Nexus 4.
Oh, you want to battle with that?
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
I got a Qualcomm S4 Pro something quad core thing. I don't think
I don't even
stand up. Your Exynos garbage. Come on.
Ooh, what?
Old ass GPU.
I only use lock screen widgets on my Nexus 7 because I got the little calendar one on there because it doesn't take up the whole screen. It doesn't look stupid on there.
Is that the only one thing you're using is calendar? You haven't dabbled
in
anything
else? Okay. No, not really.
Dave, you got all kinds of Nexus devices. No lock screen widgets?
All kinds. No, not really, because none of them are like my daily driver, so there's no need for me to be on them all the time.
Are you still on that Razer M game?
For life, yeah. Well, not for life, but...
For life, dang.
How can you look at that thing? It's so tiny.
I like it. I don't... You know what? If I had my problem with the Nexus 4 is that I think because I only have the bumper on it, I'm still scared of it sliding out of my hand, so that's why I'm kind of, like, adverse to it right now.
So, like, the smaller one, you can kind of grasp a little bit better and
you can
make sure it's safe.
You can cup it.
It's more manageable. You can have a tighter grip on the smaller phone. That's just logically...
It's true.
Get your mind out of the gutter, IRC chat.
I don't think it's...
Yeah, no, I mean, I would love to be able to at least see the Razer M get up to speed with, stuff. Or Verizon can come out with a newer phone.
That'd be nice.
They're going to come out with a Razer M Plus.
Well, they say, like, Razer M has the edge-to-edge, but man, dude, when you got 5.5 inches, you don't need edge-to-edge, baby.
That takes, like, as big as your head, though. Like, you kind of got it, like, right around here.
Oh, my gosh.
It's my house phone. I love it.
The house phone. I love that category.
Yeah.
If they put out, what was the Razer Max? Was that 4.3? Or was that higher?
Uh-huh.
I can't
Max
recall.
Max was 4.3. The original Max?
No, the Max HD, the ones that came out with the M.
It's, oh, the display.
4.8.
Yeah, I think they're 4.8.
Are they 4.8? I mean, I never held one, but I imagine I wouldn't be too against that either. I would just like the Razer M with a better screen.
Yeah.
And obviously upgraded internals. Like, they could keep that form factor and give me it again, and I'd take it.
That's not a bad little phone.
It's 4.7, apparently. We're all bad. The IRC chat knows more than we do.
Oh, Oh, sorry. Thanks, guys.
4.7. Well, first they were like 4.3. Oh, no, 4.5. Wait, 4.7. Nobody knows nothing.
It's 4.7.
Yeah, nothing's confirmed.
But anyways, back to this lockpick shop. Do you guys think that – is Samsung going to include that in TouchWiz? Are we going to see that in skins? I mean, I hope so, but
– well, once Samsung starts pushing devices that are already running 4.2 plus, I think they're going to find a way to skin the hell out of whatever they can. So that's just the name of the game for Samsung.
You know what? I miss that rumor about the whole theme system that was going to be in Android where they could have the skin and then you could pop off the skin to the other thing.
That was
to like regular.
Wasn't that part of the Cyanogen troll?
That was that whole thing with like the Project Roadrunner where they were going to be focusing on battery life the same way they focused on.
Yeah, that was all fake. That was a big troll job.
I mean, it sounds awesome.
No, it sounded awesome, but it was fake.
Yeah, everything in that rumor sounded awesome.
It's there for Google to do that with Android. That's what the styles essentially are. They're like a theme in a sense.
Yeah.
They just need to make it like a data pack area so that you can just kind of put that in there and have the system read it.
They just need it to like look better, you know? Like if there's one thing I can't stand about all these skins and stuff, it's like when I look at my notification bar, I see a GPS icon, freaking this big boldy clock up there. And also, like, I like the color of stock Android, and I wish people could just kind of like stick to that.
Stock Android looks so good now.
I know. I'm tired of like this TouchWiz green battery crap.
I'm with you. All the skins look like garbage.
They really are.
Yeah. Even Motorola's, even as slim down as it is, there's still just some little UI things. The icon set is the worst in the
business. Oh yeah, those colored icons in the system menu.
Yeah. All of them. It's bad.
It's a child's phone. Basically,
it's child's play.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about Nike for a second. Nike Fuel Band. Anybody have Fuel Band? Tim, you have one.
Yeah, baby, Band. For life.
Yeah. Anybody in the chat if you have one. So Nike the other day on Twitter says, Tim, we've been following this for a while. Some of our readers have been too. That Nike said we're coming out with an Android app. It's supposed to be out in the summer to sync with the Fuel Band. And then they kept delaying it, said we're still working on it, yada, yada. And then as the year got on, they sort of went silent on it. And then this week, they told a few people, we're not working on an Android app. We're not working on one. We're focusing on iOS and the web browsing experience, which caused a crazy firestorm of, you know, negativity. It was sort of insane. It went everywhere on the internet. And Nike hasn't released a statement, anything. They really just do not care. They're not making an Android app. I guess we could say at least for now, but they didn't really make it that clear. They said we're not currently working on one. I guess that's sort of open-ended, but what a joke.
Where do they get off, like, just ignoring, like, the biggest mobile OS on the planet? That's just,
Big Nike.
Yeah, they're just, well, I forget, it was, like, from some other comment or something like that. They wanted to focus on, like, the customer's experience. Okay. And every time I hear someone who says they don't want to get a Fuel Band, it's because it's too much, like $150 for this. So, somehow, this is all tied in to Nike thinks Android users are cheap. And since none of them can afford a Nike Fuel Band, that they aren't making an Android app. That's it.
It always comes back to Android users being cheap, every argument.
Yep.
Yeah, Nike just hired Marco Arment, and now they're everyone's cheap.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's annoying. I mean, I've had the Fuel Band for quite a while. I sync it with my computer. I don't necessarily need an Android app, but iOS has it. They've had it for a long time. We sort of deserve a damn app, especially when they told us. And right when it came out, I think I asked like their PR team or something, are we going to get an Android app at some point? Like I'm talking back last February, a year ago when it first came out.
Yep.
And they said, yes, we're working on it.
Yeah, I got a response from their Twitter account. I was looking for it before the show, but I apparently didn't favorite it. But last year, I asked them, I was like, yo, are we ever going to get one? They're like, yeah, we're going to be working on it, and it should be out by the end of the summer. Like, they said summer in their response to me, and that was last year.
And they said that over and over again.
Well, that's what they told everyone. They're like, yeah, summer 2012, get pumped.
No, or they could open up an API to developers and just let the free market handle it.
And I think they have opened the API up for Fuel, actually, but I don't know if that means somebody's going to add it into an app or what, but that could be a possibility.
It could be coming. Who knows?
Still sucks. Damn Nike.
you know, they've probably received so much flack over other stuff, this doesn't even faze them. Like, you guys are whining about an Android app? We have sweatshops all over the world that people bitch about. Like, we're
still
care.
Dealing with the Lance Armstrong backlash.
Yeah, we don't care about the Android app at all. So, have fun with that, PR people.
Unfortunately.
Shout out to all my PR people. Shout out to Texas people. Shout out to everyone who just has to take grief for a living, basically. That sucks. So, have fun with that.
I'm sure they're good. They're surviving.
Yeah.
Google Now got a big update. I'm sorry, Google Search got a big update.
AKA Google Now.
Google Now got an update. Sorry. Yeah, no, go ahead. You might be saying the same thing.
Yeah, I probably am. Great minds think alike. But some guy in the comment was like, why do they call it Google Search and not Google Now? It's confusing. And I'm like, well, Google Now is a part of Google Search. It's not too hard, right, to just get that?
It makes you wonder if they'll rebrand it at some point to Google Now as the full app.
But then again, like, I don't think that would really be good. Because I think Google Now is what it is. I mean, Google Now takes almost all aspects of your Google life and kind of like sticks it into right there, like through search and all the like other services. I think instead of rebranding it or everything to Google Now, just kind of have maybe just like, I don't know, just separate.
Do they put a separate app out so that they can detach the two? One Google Search and one is a Google Now.
Right. Yeah, but then again, it's kind of weird because I feel like Google Now is a part of Google Search, but then again, Google Search is such a big part of Google Now. It's kind of like they're so intertwined that it's just kind of like, well, it is what it is. Google Now is Google Search type of deal. I don't know. Maybe down the road. Then again, like, I don't know. Google is so busy tying in all of these services into like one kind of big thing you got going on. Who knows? Because, I mean, gosh, like, I was thinking about it. I was like, well, does Google Plus have anything to do with Google Now? And like, yeah, it does, because I see all my Google Plus people, like, in their birthdays, right in my Google Now. Now. So, sooner or later, man, it's all just going to be, like, one thing, and it's just going to be, I don't know.
I mean, I can Google see Now. Sort of where they're coming from. It's Google Now, and they're branding it as Now. It's got its own damn Google URL. It's its own product, yet it's embedded in Google Search. I can see how it could be confusing. I don't know how they can pull it out because it's tied into Search. Well, they could still pull it out because Search could just be a part of Google Now.
Right, but then again, so say you search movies, and like it doesn't pull up movies in Google Now. It pulls it up in Search. You know what I mean? But like, so...
But when a movie that you search for, bought tickets for, that shows up in Google Now.
Right. Well, and now this new thing where you got your passes in there, too. Yeah. I'm scared. Google Now. Awesome. Google Now. I really love Google Now.
It is awesome.
Anyone who hates on Google Now, you just don't know what you're doing.
Haven't used it yet.
Yeah. They had all these little tweaks and stuff to it, too. Like, I don't know if you guys noticed the nearby events card now. It used to just say nearby events, and that's it. Now it says nearby events, and in small print, it actually lists out some of them, so you'd know if you want to tap on it or not, which is kind of cool. Yeah, it's awesome. I don't know if they're ever going to separate it into a separate
product. I mean, someone made the comment that, you know, Google Now is a product of Google Search. So, I mean, wouldn't make sense to completely remove it. But then at the same time, it pulls from all of the aspects of your account. So I don't know if it – I mean, obviously it started as a search thing, but if they're going to keep integrating other services that they have into it.
I don't know either. All I know is it's awesome.
Google Now.
I mean, will we eventually think of Google as Now because Now takes over so much of it that we can't think of a Google without the Now?
I don't know. That sounded like Spaceballs. Do you guys remember that scene? We're looking at Now. Now? Yes, Now. Man. When? Now. When?
It's happening now.
It's happening.
We're in Now.
We're in Now.
I was thinking more Super Troopers, and we were going to start saying Meow instead of Now.
Oh, Google Meow. I like that. Google Meow.
I don't know. What else was introduced? Real estate listings, movie
tickets.
Yeah, but
what's up with that?
What the heck? Who wants real estate listings up in their Google Now?
Well,
no one can figure it out.
Well, no one can figure
somebody looking for it?
no one can figure out how to use it. Like, I tried to just search, like, two-bedroom house, Portland, and I even threw Zillow in there, and nothing came up. Nothing's showing me. I figured there's got to be a house around here somewhere for sale.
Like, I definitely saw, I mean, I saw the setting for it, but yeah, I haven't tried to, like, search for a new place or anything yet, but maybe when I do, I'll use my Google Meow, and it will help me.
So, Meow, they're going to know where you live, like, and how much the house cost as well.
Oh yeah, Google's gonna know what you're pulling in these days, yeah, and just know everything about you.
Yeah, think about that. Now Google knows how much you make and how much you can afford.
Yes,
they already know that. They got my Google Wallet account. Like,
come on, you don't use your Google Wallet. You know you don't.
Well, I can't because Verizon won't unlock the damn thing. But yeah, we talked about this.
Yikes! Are we done with Google Meow?
I'm done with Google
for Meow.
Right, yeah.
Alright, let's talk about a couple apps and games. I just want to bring up Dash Clock. If you guys haven't used Dash Clock or download, it's free. Android engineer, design extraordinaire, Roman Nurek published it. It's free. And it's a lock screen widget, so only 4.2 people, I guess, can use it. But it allows you, it actually has these extensions that other developers can build in. Right now, you can do like a Gmail unread account or unread count. New clocks, when your next alarm is, I'm forgetting lots of things, calendar appointments, battery. I think there's an extension already in the Play Store for battery extension, so it'll show you how much battery you got left. I don't know, it's awesome, and it looks really minimal, but it meets sort of the Jelly Bean design that we've seen in the past. It's cool. It's free.
Oh.
Everyone download it. And developers that are listening, make new extensions for it. Tim, what do you got for apps, games, anything?
I have a silly one, and just to piss Dave Cover off.
Yeah, I'm right here with you, Tim. Let's do this.
So when I was a young chap, like about 4th, 5th grade and all that stuff, I was really big.
So that was like 3 years ago,
yeah, I was
going
to say like 2 years ago.
Very nice, guys. Very
nice. I'm
right
there with you, Tim.
Eric's still a young chap.
So I was big into the Pokemon craze and all that stuff. I'd take my trading cards to school and all that, but I never really watched the show. And it was only until later in life, and I was like, I'm just going to like watch some of these old shows. Sure, I went to the movie when it came out and all that stuff, but that's just because I wanted that little special Mew card. It was all holographic.
Yeah,
so either way, Pokemon TV is now on Android. I wrote something on it, and I was like, no one's going to care because everyone's going to think I'm a nerd or something.
They cared.
And they cared. People love Pokemon. I had no idea that like people like me were still out there.
It was our childhood, dude.
Exactly. So I went back, watched some season 2 episodes, and just like, God, I miss Ash and all of his enjoyable wit and laughter and innocence and all that.
So are they not going to have season 1?
I don't know. It's not on there now, and maybe it'll come later.
I really hope they put it on there.
It would be nice. And well, they just don't have season 3 either. It goes from season 2 to season 4, yeah, all the way to season 7. It's weird.
And then even in the seasons, they don't have all of the episodes.
I know. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. So maybe I can email some people and see what's going on. But Pokemon TV, get it while it's hot on Google Play for your Android device, preferably on a Note 2, because then you can watch the episodes on a much larger 5.5-inch
or
display.
Or Nexus 7.
Or Nexus 7.
I think I'm way too old to understand this Pokemon thing. Although I played Pokemon Sorry. It's like the greatest version of Sorry ever made.
Never heard of it.
Have you guys ever played the game Sorry? The board game?
Sorry.
We're going way
back.
Pokemon version. Yeah, friends of ours have it, and it's like, I don't know, Ponyta's in there. It's awesome.
Alright.
Ponyta. That's the only thing I can remember from it. All I know is I just love Ponyta.
You tried.
Worst Pokemon ever. Yeah. Well, there's a few worse, but either way, Pokemon TV.
Yeah.
Eric, what do you got for us?
Yeah, Eric.
Snapchat beta came out.
Oh, Snapchat.
Here we go. Let's get weird.
You can now send
this is now
short
Droid Life After Dark.
You can now send short video clips to other people. And
what kind of video clips?
Just sexy ones.
Whatever kind of video clips you want, Kellen. I don't know if you guys saw last night, Ron, right before he quit social networking for Lent, he was posting all sorts of vines and stuff.
Oh, is that where he went? Man. Yeah,
he's gone.
I was looking on Twitter. I didn't know he quit for...
Now, does social networking also include, like, G-Talk and all of that?
No, I think it was just like Twitter, Facebook,
Yeah, because I didn't see him post anything on Twitter, and I was like, something happened wrong.
Yeah, he's gone.
I forgot.
Fell off the face of the earth. Anyway, this Snapchat beta is pretty much as close to Vine as we're going to get on Android until... Wait,
does it work the same way? Like, you press and hold and it records? Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And does it still blow up?
Yeah, is that Snapchat? Does it blow up? Yeah, is that not the one where it like, blows
up? Oh, yeah, self-destructs, yeah.
So this is still like a sexting app,
basically. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, just making sure that we're on the same page.
Yeah, oh, definitely. like I'm saying.
Still, you're like, oh, this is still the sexting app, good.
Downloading now.
You and you're looking for something to replace Vine because you don't have it on Android. This is going to be as...
Except you can't. Can't upload it to the internet in like a GIF.
But you can send them to other people.
Eric.
Okay, so
I'm watching you.
I think I'm also too old for this like Snapchat thing. So explain this. Like, how do you like build up your like army of Snapchat people that you send nudies to? Like, how does that work? Or is it just your friends?
You
like,
go so to you school send cock shots and you say, like, "Give me your Snapchat."
You just text random numbers.
You just spam it out there and say, "Hey, Snapchat."
You go to the bars and at the end of the night, you're like, "Hey. You want a Snapchat? I don't know.
Everyone's just going up to the chopper like, yo, you want a Snapchat?
Your Snapchat? Can I beam my Snapchat to someone? Probably.
No.
It's not.
But when you install it, it scans your contacts, and anybody that has, you know.
Kellen, if you're right next to the person, you could just Snapchat them in real life. You don't need to, like, beam them a Snapchat. What's up?
I'm not going to say that. That's true. Real life Snapchat. That doesn't sound good.
Why can't
you hear first?
It won't self explode on you.
Cool. Stupid ad people.
There's no need to self explode. What, Dave?
I'm thinking that would be kind of cool if you could add people via Beam. You know?
Yeah, that would be awesome. But
why are we not using that more often? We don't use NFC enough.
I try to use Beam. So I take pictures of my Nexus 4 and I try to hand them to my wife and beam them to her Galaxy S3. Never works. Fails every goddamn time. I don't know why. I know it's a different version of Android, but NFC is NFC, right? Should work.
Yes. This is me. Well, it's the iOS effect. Nobody and Apple hasn't done it yet, so it's not cool. So the developers aren't going to start developing it yet.
iPhone 5S, man, it's coming. Don't worry.
NFC.
We're gonna get there.
I hope so.
Well, we ran that poll. I can pull up statistics.
Oh, on NFC.
Yeah.
That's right. We did run that poll.
That's right. The question is, did I tag it properly? Yes, I did. All right, here we go.
Good.
So, few results. Do you use NFC? Do you use NFC on your phone? Total votes of 7,500 even. No came in with 4,000 votes at 53% saying no. And then 33% came in with yes. And then a lowly 14% came in with, my phone doesn't have NFC.
That was surprising to me, actually, the 14%. I figured most phones by now are going to have... I mean, in the last 2 years, every phone that's come out has NFC, right? What phone doesn't? So what phones are you guys using? You guys still rocking Droid X's?
Well, we still got some Thunderbolt on
Razer
Max. There.
Oh, that's right.
The original Razer Max doesn't have it.
That's right, Razer Max. All right, I forgot about it. All right, you're right.
So, I mean, there's a few people out there, but so, yeah, no. And I think the top-rated comment was, I would if Verizon would unlock Google Wallet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I think you got carriers who are kind of screwing us over as users. I mean, we can't even use our phone's features because of carriers and their money-hungry issues with themselves.
Well,
that kind of pisses me off.
Well, speaking of NFC and wallet, I wrote up a couple weeks ago about ISIS mobile wallet, and I basically called up Verizon and was like, hey, I'm traveling to Utah for work, you know, lying through my teeth. Send me one of those sweet NFC SIM cards, and they just send you one. They don't care. So, and you can use it. I can use it in Portland. If you go to a place that has, like, PayPass or whatever, you can pay with your ISIS mobile wallet. So if you guys want to use a payment system, you want to use Verizon's, at least you can do that. You just have to call and get an NFC SIM. And they'll let you.
But we don't want to use Verizon's. No. We want to use Wallet.
That's true. And you know why you don't want to use Verizon's? Well, besides the fact that it's Verizon's, you can't even add any credit card. You can only add a Capital One card, I think a Discover, and maybe American Express. And some of them take like 2 days before they add. They
don't,
obviously not using the cloud sort of credit card system that Google is a wallet. So, yeah, ISIS sucks, but... You can use it now if you want to. You just have to call and sort of scam Verizon out of an NFC SIM if you don't live in Utah or Austin.
Google Wallet's so great.
Google Wallet is pretty awesome. I wish I could use it all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, what else do we got?
Man, we got
kind of wrapped up, aren't we?
Let's usually this is where Ron takes over on some type of rant about iOS or something.
He's gone. He's dead to the world as far as the internet goes.
He's disconnected from the world.
Well, what I'm thinking is that tomorrow we're going to find out if Google can actually keep up with all of the orders for the wireless charger for the N4, because they're supposed to take up to 48 hours to process. Okay. That was on the 11th. Today's the 13th, so...
Is that how
have
long
those things not like
take?
Gone yeah. sold out yet?
No, they have not gone sold out because I don't think there's really been much demand. $60. Yeah.
Oh, it's $60?
Not gonna pay that much for a wireless charger. No, maybe if it was $40, they might sell out, but $60? That's ridiculous.
Hmm.
I mean, I've got one coming, so we'll look at it when we get it, but yeah.
Amazon exclusive.
Dave, I remember your comment. You were like, it had like 3 edits, and that last one was like, I'm having some serious buyer's remorse right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Edit, I already have buyer's remorse.
Yeah, yeah, $60
I want it, though. I'm just envisioning like the perfect scenario. So you have the charger right there, right? And you can keep your phone on it, and then I can do ADB wirelessly, and... You don't have, you know, put it down, pick it up.
You're getting fancy.
I usually, when I'm working on it, I have the screen itself is displaying what's on the computer screen so that I can make sure that stuff looks good on the small screen. So this would be a great way to keep it, like, at an angle, charged and nice. But at the same time, like, you could pick it up, look at something, and put it down, and it's still charging. Mm-hmm. So to me, I think it's a great product, and I've been waiting for it for a long time.
I definitely want it. I have this garbage LG wireless charger on my desk that beeps every time you put your phone on. It's so obnoxious. And, you also can't use your phone when it's sitting there. And this Nexus 4 charger, it's actually angled a little bit. So you can have it on there all magnetized or whatever the hell it's on. And you can actually swipe between it. So that's why I'm looking forward to it. So I can actually use my phone when it's sitting there docked.
That'll be neat.
I didn't know that it was going to take 2 days. I was like going to start bitching at Google. I was wondering where it was.
It's the same thing as their devices. They say that orders will be processed up to 48 hours.
That's insane. That's a lot of time.
They're Google, all right? Give them a damn break.
Why can't Google get their Google Play ordering things right? Like, how many times do they have to fail before they fix it?
I want
it?
Some Amazon-level efficiency here. I want to say it's available... Buy it, and guess what? Because I bought it, it's like out the door already. Like
sometimes on Amazon, I'll have bought something before I even know that I've actually purchased something. Like it'll be shipping to me before I'll even recognize that I just paid for that.
Hey, Dave, I kind of like a side question. I just got this email, and it says. It just says, like, whenever you buy an app off Google Play, your information, like name, area, Gmail, etc., are sent to the developer that you bought the app from. Is this true?
I mean, this is nothing new. I mean,
yeah,
the fact that it's making...
what kind of information are we talking about, though? Anything about privacy issue?
Oh.
I mean, it depends. Let's look at... You, Tim, and
I don't buy apps. What is this?
Poor Android user. I don't buy.
So in your case, Tim, the only information available is the zip code and your email address.
My billing zip?
Like your billing zip and the full 5 digits, but that's it. There's no town, no thing. Now, it's all there though. Now, I suppose if people want to complain about, I mean, I've never thought about the implications.
But that gives you my email too that I use for the account.
Mm-hmm. But
and that
a
can
lot
be
of,
used for like refund issues.
Well, here's the thing though. Typically, you get the full individual's name, presuming they put it in. So first and last, you also get their town, typically state and zip code.
Jesus.
With that amount of information, you can actually square down on someone depending on their online profile.
Why do developers need that?
Yeah, but why? I don't understand why people are pissed about it. When you buy something on Amazon, you put in your address and your phone number, and it's shipped on a box out in the public. Like this is like hidden in a, I don't know.
Well, this is all the way in checkout. So it's not even in the standard dev console where like you see all of your application statistics and all of that. You actually have to go in and you actually have to leave the console, go to a separate website, which is for Google Checkout, and that's where all of the payment stuff occurs. So it's not even – it's because – I was reading some commentary on it too. It's literally because when they first made the store for Android, you couldn't actually purchase anything. It was all free stuff. And then when they were like, oh, we should have paid, they kind of just tacked on Google Checkout, which was pre-existing for online merchants, and said, yeah, this will work. And that's why you get, like, when you look, I mean, a lot of people don't actually know, but when you look at, if you buy an app, the developer has, there's like two lights that you see. There's like a ship light, a charge light, all this stuff that doesn't actually make any sense for an Android app developer. So they haven't actually like fleshed out the back end for the Android aspect.
So it's basically a non-issue and no one should care.
I mean, is it a non-issue? I mean,
yeah.
I suppose it is because, I mean, I haven't heard of anyone abusing that. And if you're buying something from someone as a merchant, it's, I would think you apply the same amount of understanding that if you do like Amazon, like you said, or any other place, you give them all that information so that you can buy a good. I think it's a perception issue because it's a digital item. You know,
they're all dirty little developers.
Yeah.
But look at it the same way. I mean, your information, if you were to buy something from Steam, you know, per se, those are digital, you know, items as well, but they still have your full address because they have to bill you. Well, maybe not bill you because you could use a credit card. No, you probably still have to put your address. I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a story.
Your billing address.
It's like one of those fake malware stories that someone created just to, like, talk a bunch of
trash.
Rile
people up.
Yeah, to rile people up and trash Android and whatever. It doesn't seem like a big deal to me. Whenever you buy anything on the internet, which is what you're doing on your phone through Google Play, you have to give up that kind of information. And it sounds like, Dave, you're saying that you're not even really giving up that much. All they can see is zip code and email address.
Well, I mean, and potentially, I mean, zip code will tell you where they live anyway. But at best, it's first, last name and your town. So,
meh.
I mean, if I want to drive to your town, I could potentially probably find you, you know, but...
I mean, I could probably find that much as by doing a Google search of you, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's an issue. People are going crazy. The thing, I think the biggest thing was people are like, I'm giving this information to the shady developer, but it's like, you're... Don't buy an app from a developer.
Yeah, then why are you buying from
Why are you buying
shady
developer, apps? Cove Dev, I can't believe you. Why I'm buying apps from Cove Dev.
So we're basically squashing this as a non-story.
Yeah,
people get non-story.
I think someone just wanted some like 15 minutes of publicity, and they figured they hadn't seen a storm about this. Let me see if I can
muster one up.
Yeah, because I mean, it's been like this since you said they switched over to having paid apps, right? So it's been
like
2 or 3 years.
I mean, when I first started selling apps, it was like that, and that was 2011. And I know before that it existed as well. So.
And now some ridiculous publication seems to care. That's nice.
I mean, I think the big thing is that nobody's actually really, like, developers haven't said anything about it. Like, hey, I've got all your information, because there's no need to.
Right.
You know, it's not, like, part of the whole you bought an app process. And I've yet to hear, I mean, because you don't have a street address, so you can't send them physical mailings.
Not yet.
So worst thing that happens is they actually email you. And it used to actually be not your actual email address. It was like a checkout email address. So it was like a whole just random string of letters and numbers at checkout.google. So you couldn't even actually identify down to that. I believe now you can see actual emails. But
people getting angry over nothing.
It's well, weird. Then I can move on and sleep well tonight, knowing that shady developers don't have my info. Thank you, Dave.
Dirty, dirty little developers.
Yeah. Hey, Android, I can't wait to get off this platform.
Yeah, these guys suck.
It is cheap and dirty.
Like I said, just tell me when we're waiting in line for the 5S. I'll be there.
I don't know the date. I could talk to some people.
Let's find out. Insider. Yeah.
Did you see that leaked antenna part? Oh, dude, this phone is going to be hot.
Tim, are you going to be the person that finds the 5S in the bar this year? Are you going to be that person?
Yeah, I'm flying back down to Cupertino here in a little bit, and I'm going to spot that bad boy. And then I'm going to sell it to Gizmodo or something.
It's almost an annual thing now that they lose their phone.
Yeah, man.
There's no way that it's not staged.
Google lost theirs, right? They lost the 4 or the Nexus 4 somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah, bar.
Remember that one, somebody got a Nexus S, I think, before it came out, and it had...
Oh, they wiped it.
Yeah, and they remote wiped it in front of the guy. Remember that? That was crazy.
I don't remember. Well, maybe I do remember that.
That was so long ago. That was a long time ago.
That was a long time. The Nexus S, man.
Nexus S, I remember that thing came out.
Remember, that was like the best phone on the planet.
It is a nice little phone.
Yeah, I still got mine in my drawer somewhere.
Good good little phone. Terrible.
Oh, no. I use it as an MP3 player.
Oh, see, now I would have liked the Nexus S because it's the same size as a Razer. Yeah. So.
That, yeah. 4.3 inch.
Four inch?
I just remember everybody freaking out.
Yeah.
But if you want the ultimate phone, you could go with this little phone, which is even smaller than the Razer.
What is it?
What the hell is that?
Desire C.
What the hell do you have that for?
Never even heard of it.
It's MDPI graphics, so I need to know what tiny little screens look like.
Gotcha.
All right. Reference material.
Nice.
You're lucky you're a developer. Yeah, Thor is a silly boy, sorry. He's
chiming in.
Oh, he's just having fun. All right, that's. I don't have anything else unless you guys do. Anything else you want to toss out
no,
there?
No, man, it's 7:20. Let's wrap it up.
Free the people. All right, anyway, thanks for joining, everybody. Joy Lab episode 15. Sorry we went a little over. Thanks again, Dave, Eric, and Tim. Ron, we'll see you maybe next week if you come back to social media. I'm Kelly with Droid Life. We're out. Peace.
Peace.